is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035. 1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I want to wish everybody a happy new year 2015. And with me for today's show, my co-host, Lynn Glukoff. Good, Lynn. It's good to have you on our first show of the new year. It's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
So lots of great things to do this year. We're hoping to have a huge year here with Autism Radio and Hope Saves the Day. We have a lot of stuff planned on the agenda. First, we want to, I guess, talk to everybody because we had some great questions Lynn had posted on the Hope Saves the Day and the Autism Radio page. You know, our question of the week, which was posted right before Christmas, I guess it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically like, what are you doing over the winter break? How you keep your child with autism child entertained? Is it hard to find activities and play dates to keep him or her occupied? And how long is the break for you? And we got a lot of responses, which Lynn will be sharing with us in a second here. You know, we're looking forward to hearing from more and more people because this was a very long break. I'm going to be honest. You know, the kids have been out of school. It seems like almost 2 weeks, Lynn. It's a long time.
I think it is. Everybody's been saying it's 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying yesterday, I said, Jonathan needs to go back to school. You know, he was out of control yesterday. And, you know, I was just talking to my mom tonight actually. And, it's definitely needs to go back to school. So, we'll be definitely both looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah.
But on that note, Lynn, you know, you had a lot of people write in about that. So, you know, take it away with some of the people that wrote in.
Okay. We had different opinions. Some people, you know, were excited about it and some people weren't. Let me see. My first response. I love it. There's so much to do, to see and explore during the holidays. They live in the Twin Cities. Can't wait. First year back to school for my seventh grade guy after 5 years of homeschool. It'll be fun to hang out with him. Yes, we still homeschool too. Next person, we're going to the aquarium. It's hands-on. Then we can go to the battleship here in the Fall River. I have passes we can use, Marine Museum. The boys will love it as long as they are happy. We will keep busy. Next woman said she plans on working on skills such as drying himself and dressing himself, and she's going to see how that goes, which was an idea for me, actually, to work on with Michael. I wish there was more to do around our area. Anything that we can plan is 80 miles away. Our girl only goes to school for an hour a day, so our break will not be a major change for us. I'm hoping after the break we can go at least a half a day. She loves doing things and getting out and traveling. Maybe we should just travel the world and homeschool. Next person is going to do her beads. I made Play-Doh. We have speech 2 days and behavior therapy 1 day. So that is 2 days with something to do. We will go to my mom's for the holidays, and my daughter loves that.
No, that's good. It sounds like a good time for them.
Yeah, a lot of these people are actually were very excited about it. But then, as you read the next question, about
well, of
how
course.
To go, then
well, yeah, that's the second part of the question, of course. And that was me yesterday. So I'll leave it at that.
Let's see. My kid is fairly mellow overall. She's fine for the most part, watching TV, looking at books. We'll visit the library and attempt to get some outside time. Well, I guess one thing that was on our side was the weather was pretty good.
It was. It was. It just started getting cold over the last few days here in the East Coast.
He loves to go outside. If he can't go outside, he starts getting stir crazy. So
yeah.
We try to get him out as much as we can. I worry that my son will spend too much time playing on his iPad. He struggles so much with what to do. Break doesn't start till Tuesday, so I have a little time to plan. I have to come up with different options like reading, drawing, playing a game with mom. Your question is a good reminder to do just that. Maybe we can go to a movie or get some ice cream. Next person. We're lucky, I think, because he's easy to entertain. We are making snow in the blender for a snowball fight tomorrow, then a zoo trip. Huh. Tuesday, the YMCA home baking cookies. The big event will be pretty laid back for us. Then Science Center on Friday. Wow, all these people have great plans here. Okay, I look forward to a holiday break with my kids. My ASD son likes to do a lot of things outside, so I'm sure we will go ice skating, sledding. Hershey holiday. I will have off from work for the breaks. I have no family here, and I have nowhere to put him. It is very difficult. I have been trying to find a place for years, and through all the agency, is there a place from us, but it's far away, and there is no way to get him there or no busing. Okay, that was one of the more difficult ones, which actually is funny because we took my daughter, my typical daughter, ice skating. I took Michael to the gym, so we split up every day. It was me and Michael at the gym and Gary and Amanda at the ice skating rink, so she did a lot of ice skating too. It is somewhat stressful for my family because my son loves structure and routine, so the break will throw him off of that. He's 8 years old and semi-verbal, lots of scripting and not non-conversational at all. Today was his last day of school for a two-week break. He loves being outside, so we have lots of hikes and park days plans. He's very energetic, and my husband will take a lot of days off of work to help me. We may go to the zoo one day during the break. Every day is an adventure, and there will never be a dull moment, and I mean never. We have breakthroughs and meltdowns all in the same day, every day, like a roller coaster. I suppose this is about normal in the journey of autism. I try to embrace the breakthroughs and just get through the meltdowns 1 minute at a time and move on. It's the only way to stay sane.
Absolutely.
That's kind of my
that's me, right? Too. That's totally me. Absolutely.
That's pretty common here.
Yes.
My son will be here for 7 days over the holiday break. We go shopping, to the movies, or, of course, make several trips to Starbucks. I have the week off from babysitting my grandchildren, so that will be allow us to have a bit more freedom and to make plans, lunch dates, playing new video games till beginning for Christmas. By the end of the week, he will be missing his buddies at his group home and will be ready to go home. He loves spending time here, but I think his friends and caregivers at the group home are just as much a family to him as we are. So that's a whole different scenario there. Boy is in a group home, which is interesting. He also loves routine, and he knows going home will break the routine and put it back in motion, including heading back to work after the new year.
Yeah. No, that's great.
This is actually an interesting one. Running out of toilet paper. My son is obsessed with it. Ripping it, throwing it, spitting on it. You name it.
Oh, I've been there.
Looking forward to sleeping in, not the struggle of getting him ready to school every day.
I gotta stop you there because it's a funny story. Okay. One morning, we were sleeping. We didn't hear Jonathan get up. Went into the bathroom, and we keep two or three rolls on the back of the toilet, for extra toilet paper. So, well, he decided he was going to have fun with all the rolls.
Oh, no.
We got up and there was toilet paper, and our bathroom is very strange because we have two doors to our bathroom. It's a double door.
Right.
There's one door in the end of the hallway, and there's one in the other hallway, and he decided he was going to run around the two hallways with the toilet paper rolls. There must have been, I don't even know how much toilet paper was rolled out, but you have three, four rolls of toilet paper, and it was all wrapped around. He just kept running in circles, and it was unbelievable. I mean, I should have took a picture of it because I think people would have got a kick out of that. But my wife probably would have killed me. She would have. What was that?
He stuffed the toilet with it?
Well, yeah, he stuffed one roll and then decided to run with the other roll around it. And then, it was a disaster. Then the best part was he put it in the sink and he decided to dump a bottle of soap in the sink and then fill up the sink and overflowed onto the floor. So not only that, we got wet toilet paper, soap on the floor, and four rolls of toilet paper all over the place. It was pretty, I wish, because if I took a picture, everybody would have been like, oh my God, they wouldn't have believed it unless they saw it.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, it just couldn't help but remember that story.
Oh, he sounds like he just wants to be, he sounds like he has a lot of skills, Paul.
Like, well, he has skill. I mean, he has the dexterity and stuff like
that.
Really he's able to do that. But
the right way, but he's definitely, you know.
But he does things that are really bad. Like, I'll give an example. Yesterday, my daughter got a beautiful box for her personal things, like nail polish and stuff, and it was locked. And he broke the lock and got the nail polish and put it in his mouth. So he had sparkle teeth and dumped it all over the floor. So, of course, I called poison control yesterday to find out, you know, and they said, well, you know, keep an eye on him. Don't cause vomiting. They said, you know, just watch him. How much did he get? And it was very hard to tell.
Right.
But it was split seconds that he got into that. And the thing is, it's locked. This is not something that was out readily.
Right.
This was a locked box. And he broke the lock, a brand new box that she got for Christmas from Santa, and broke it. I mean, like, you know, so he does have the skill and dexterity, but he does things that are just bad and not good.
Yeah.
And he has these obsession things with nail polish, deodorant, and soap is like super obsessions from him.
Maybe it's sense.
It's a sensory. It's a total sensory issue. Absolutely.
Yeah, like,
he's
craving
that.
His sense of smell must be strong or something.
Yeah, because he's always smelling stuff, and he's always constantly doing that. So it's it was an interesting day.
Also different. Like, Michael's more visual. Like, his visual stims are more than the sense.
Right.
Or the feeling. He likes to touch things a lot too.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that, because Jonathan did it at my mom's house. We were there a few weeks ago, right after Thanksgiving, and my mom had this beautiful nativity set, and all of a sudden he decided he was going to just knock them all on the floor, and he just boom, and they broke a couple, and we were able to fix a few, but. It was like it came out of nowhere, you know, so you just don't know. And most
That's
of the time,
problem, yeah.
most of the time he won't touch that stuff. You know, he'll leave it alone. But he didn't that time. So but yeah, so we had our hands full. That's for sure. And like I said, a lot of these parents that are writing in, we're ready for them to go back to school.
We're all counting down.
We're worn out. This was a rough one. But did enjoy the holidays. I got to say, for the most part, it was very, very enjoyable. So.
I don't know if I did it really so much, but
oh well. Everybody,
I'm trying to think if I did.
I'm trying to make the best out of it.
Well, mine was Hanukkah, so it was a while ago.
Right, right.
Yeah, Christmas was cute. We had because we kind of do a little Santa thing. And,
right.
Michael has no clue, though. He doesn't understand.
No, well, I know my son doesn't either. I mean, he opens the gifts at least now, so he shows some interest.
Yeah, but we had like little stockings. So Amanda woke up early, took her thing, and she goes, Michael, look, and she took cut out his thing from his stocking.
Speaking of stockings, I don't mean to cut you off, but stockings, my daughter got candy, and Jonathan ate all of the candy out of her stocking.
Oh, wow.
And his, too.
Oh,
he's bad. Yeah, and my daughter literally wanted to kill him, so it was not fun. And she got special candy from Santa, and he ate it all, and she was very upset, and we had a lot of drama and a lot of screaming and yelling and lots of fun. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
Fight.
So that was all right. But yeah, we had our hands full this week with him. He needed more stimulation probably, and just, you know, there was not enough stuff to do with him right now. That's the problem.
You know,
it's cold outside this week. It's been kind of cold, so obviously we weren't going to spend a ton of time outside. I mean, I had him outside for, I don't know, maybe a half hour yesterday, and it was pretty cold out. I saw his cheeks getting pretty rosy. I said, I better get him in the house. It was a little cold.
We had Michael. Michael was wanted to go out every day. I mean, if he had the choice, he'd go out every day.
Right, right. No, they love to be outside. Absolutely. I know my son especially.
But we've been going to the gym, and he actually really likes it. So a friend of mine actually saw us at the gym, and she's like, "Wow, he looked really into it," because we do the treadmills next to each other.
Right. No, that's
and,
great.
He does pretty good on the treadmill, so it kind of keeps him. But again, everybody thinks he's typical. Then all of a sudden, he's out of reach out of nowhere or start clapping.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing with our kids is, like, you know, you look at them, you don't think there's anything wrong until you spend some time, you know, that they have an issue, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone's very nice there.
That's good.
Him.
That's
yeah.
good. Well, I think, you know, it comes back to awareness. I mean, this is something we were discussing a few weeks ago, is that there's a lot more people aware of this now, and becoming a lot more acceptance. And I think that's the big thing, is that people understand a little bit more about what autism is, and they understand more about disabilities today than they did 25 years ago.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a big difference. It's a big difference. I mean, we still have a lot of problems with some people. You're going to have nasty people no matter what, and you know,
right.
all that. But, you know, there's a lot of good people out there that do understand and will, you know, treat our children very nice. So that's a good thing.
Right.
So I want you to get back to your questions. I know you had the other end of the question now,
the
which we kind of were answering it already ourselves.
We didn't get as many answers, but we did ask close to New Year's. Let us know how the break is going. How is it going for you guys? And let's see. My daughter and docs have lowered my son's daytime meds, so it's been a tough go during the day, doing our day trips Thursday, and have been good. Me work. He misses his routine. One of the boys is getting anxious because he needs to go bring up one grade, and he's already worried. But they love their vacation because they have time to play their new games and hang around all day in their underwear.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
All right.
Next answer, sick. So much for having fun. Everyone is sick. And that's what happened to us in our house. Michael's been sick like all week, so it has not been fun for us because he's not sleeping. So
poor guy.
We've been in sleep deprived mode here.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, okay, next one. It has been great until today. My daughter hit me twice. She needs school. I'm stressed. We ran around outside in 36-degree weather with the dogs. At least it's not snowing. Run off the energy. Hopefully she goes to bed soon. Behavior therapist helped me today to put beads on the bins. I think she needs more, you know, medicine. This other person homeschools her son. She said she gave her son a 2-day break, and it's been awesome. No major change in his schedule makes him so much happier. Yeah, I guess that would be easier if you just homeschool them, and then it's not that much of a change in routine. So far, so good, but is next Tuesday's here yet? My son is getting bored. He has called friends that he thinks are getting together with him for New Year's Eve, but aren't, because they will be with their girlfriends, and my son doesn't get it. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
And then one more. We are going through a medicine change also with both boys. This is the hardest we've ever had. Both my boys have behavior issues, have increased with both of them. My youngest has had so much anxiety about the break. We spent all day long going over the calendar and how many days are left until school. My oldest is 13 and going through puberty also. Only usually harms himself if he is now hitting others. Breaks are so hard for them. I don't know what we're going to do when they age out of school.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. That's tough. A big
issue.
It really
is tough. Yeah. And I know about the change. Actually, tonight I might even try myself a change of meds. And whenever you change the meds, it's a scary thing for a parent to have to go through. But the best time to do it is when they're not in school.
Right,
and
right.
You don't have to worry about how they're going to. At least you could watch the side effects.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. At least you have a day where they can sleep in, or you know, during the day or something like that. You don't have to get them up for school. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
It's a hard thing.
When they don't have that routine and they don't have that scheduling, Michael was supposed to have 3 sessions of behavioral therapy, and I had to cancel 2 of them because he was sick. So, you know, he never got those makeups that he needed, and that would have given him a little bit of structure, but he didn't have that. So,
yeah, that's
tough. Look, what are you going to do? You know, the weather changed. It got cold in this area. You know, around the country it's changing, so.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, we just, you know, Lynn, we just want to let our listeners know out there that, you know, they're not alone, and we're here for them every week. And I think that's what makes it such a great topic, is that people can vent their frustrations and know, hey, I'm not alone. I'm joined forces with all of us at Hope Saves a Day and Autism Radio here about our experiences as we're sharing our lives with you as well. So, you know, I think people can appreciate that, too, and have a chance to vent. I mean, that's the key, to vent, because, you know, sometimes you can't vent to your own spouse or your mother or father, and, you know, they only want to hear so much, and they can't, you know, hear everything, so.
Right. You want to talk to other people who have been through what you're going through.
Right, because they are the best ones that really, really, truly understand us, you know. Because they're living it with, you know, autism every day, and dealing with the struggles and the tribulations of what we're going through on a daily, you know, day-to-day basis. So it's important.
Yeah, we have a couple of topics. I just wanted to mention on the Hope Saves the Day page that, you know, eventually maybe Paul and I will get around to please add your comments, because there's a couple of things that people want to talk about on the show, want us to talk about. So as many people who contribute to that, we will definitely address those issues. I have a couple of people who want things addressed, and
I think that's great.
You know, I want to have as much interaction on the show as possible from people that are, you know, living it every day. So
for sure.
Awesome. I love to hear from our listeners.
Yeah, we'll keep putting that out there every week, and you know, put it on our website. Go to autismradio.org and, you know, check it out. There's a lot of information on there for you as well. And also, you know, always become a part of the show and call our toll-free number. We're waiting for our callers. Call the toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777, and you might hear yourself on the radio. So don't be shy. Just call in and just do it now, just like Nike. Just do it. Also want to put this out there. We're very proud to say, that our very own Lynn Glukoff has been, this year is being honored, for mothers of children with autism at the Pamper Me, dinner event, which is coming up in March, I believe. Right. And so we want to be sure, to come out and support her, come out to this great event and show your support for our very own Lynn Glukoff of Autism
Radio.
So,
thank you very much.
So we're very,
very excited.
Yeah, we're very proud of you, and we're very excited for that. So we want to shout that out there to everybody. Also want to let everybody know, too, that Dave Fritz, a good friend of mine, runs a tremendous martial arts school called Iron Temple in Sparta, New Jersey. We're going to be putting together one of the greatest programs here in New Jersey for kids with autism, for martial arts. And we're really doing a specialized program. I have a team of experts coming in to analyze the program and put it together. And so if you happen to live up in that area and you have a child with autism and you're interested in martial arts or learning something about it, you should definitely come in and see our class once it's up and running. Which will hopefully be in the next couple of weeks. So we just want to put that out there. Like I said, we have some great people. Like I said, Dave Fritz is one of the best guys you can meet, a tremendous instructor. He also has some other great instructors there that are going to take this program to the next level. So we're really excited about that. In 2015, it's just a great thing. We're also, our swim program is taking a little bit of a break, our little hiatus here for the winter. We'll be starting back up again in February. So those of you in Sussex County and Passaic County, those programs will be starting up again in February, and we'll have those dates for you very shortly. So just also want to put it out there that April is coming up, not before we know it, believe it or not. We potentially have on the table right now, it may or may not happen, it may get pushed off till September, but we're looking to have a casino night, and we're looking for sponsors. So if you're a company out there and you're listening to this broadcast and want to get in on this event, you know, like I said, right now, if you do want to get into this event and it doesn't happen in April, it'll be for September. So because we're trying to put this together, but as you know, there's a lot of costs involved to put this event on, and that's why we need you as sponsors to help the kids and help our programs continue to grow and help families with children with autism. It's very important because that's what we do here at Hope Saves the Day and Autism Radio. So I mean, Lynn, we have a lot of stuff coming up. Like I said, this year, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. Like I said, we're all a group of volunteers. All of us, you know, most of us all have full-time jobs and have families. And, you know, we do this out of the goodness of our heart. And we're always looking for donations, too. So don't be afraid to go to our website and make a donation at autismradio.org. Just hit the donate button. As little as a dollar. I mean, you know, you don't have to be ashamed. The dollar, you know, goes a long way. I mean, we're lucky enough here to get about 90 cents on the dollar back to the families and into our programs because, like I said, we are all volunteers. So there's very low overhead, and we always try to keep it that way. You know, we're growing. We're growing as a community, and our community is growing as the numbers here, especially in New Jersey, is growing every day. So there's more and more families that need your help. So now that it's a new year, 2015, okay, everybody has their new budgets in front of them. So why not make a donation and become a partner or a sponsor on the radio program? We could do a broadcast for you, a commercial. Also, our website on autismradio.org. You can have a banner and become part of our great team because every business and company that's joined us is very proud of our efforts and really sees the difference that we're making here in the community of autism. especially here in New Jersey. So we're just trying to continue our mission and keeping it growing. So, you know, and if we get donations, we can continue to grow our programs and do bigger and better things every year. So we count on your support. And I know it's hard for everybody because, you know, everybody's struggling at the end of the day. But if you think about it, people waste money all the time. You go to Dunkin' Donuts, you might buy a cup of coffee for $5. But, you know, if you, for one day you skip a coffee and you gave $5 to a charity that really stands by their word of giving back to the community, you know, that goes a long way, guys. I'm just putting that out there because...
It is. It's true. And not only that, we're helping people. The money that we raise goes directly to these families that need it.
Yeah.
So, and that's one of the things that I'm really proud of being part of this organization is that we're not wasting money. We're giving it back to people that really need it. And that's the type of company that I'm proud to be a part of. I mean, we really care, and we know that people are struggling.
Yeah. No, they're struggling so much. And you know, we need to do more. You know, there's so many families that are out there right now. We're not able to fulfill all the requests because we're waiting on money coming in. So, you know, you can be part of the change. Our new motto for 2015 is be the change. Get on board with Autism Radio this year. Become a part of us. Okay, it's not just like you're just a regular sponsor. If you're a sponsor of our show or a sponsor of our charity, you become a part of us, and we let you into our lives, okay? We're going to be there for you as a business, and we're not just going to be like, okay, thank you very much for your money. No, you're a part of us. You'll see the growth. You'll know that your dollars were spent wisely growing our programs every day, so and helping families around the tri-state area here. So, you know, just like I said, give us a shout out. You know, you can email us, me at paul@autismradio.org. And then also any of our listeners that want to get involved with the show or maybe know of a potential sponsor, you know, feel free to email us at questions@autismradio.org as well. So, but we'd like to thank, you know, all our listeners as always, Lynn, you know, for all the continuous support. It's really been outstanding. I can't believe I'm standing here doing a show in 2015. I mean, I never in a million years doing the first podcast was back in 2007. I mean, it's just crazy that it's been that long and done all these different shows and broadcasts with different guests and different co-hosts over the years. It's been a great run, and I appreciate everybody that has stood by us and supported us over the years. So just want to put that out there. But, you know, also... be sure to go to autismradio.org on Facebook or also our Hope Saves the Day page and like us on Facebook and become a part of our community. Because once you're part of our community, you're with us forever, guys. We don't just go away. We're a family here, and we're in this all together. So remember that. I'd like to thank everyone again for continued support and my co-host, Lynn Glukoff, for another great show. And we'll see you all again next week. And remember, until next time, everyone, Hope Saves the Day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. To show you what I see, what kind of life will I have? what's in store for me. Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. There you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.